Fine, so we're going to start off with the Indian of Diamond Seed. So it says, my Krishma is Mishmai Mishyaka, and he says that there's a Mitzvah and Mokhra to Diamond Seed. Now there's a Homer Chesh Hashem, what's the mile of a Seed? What is it? Is a Seed a din in Hechos Tvila? Or it's a din more in Hechos Krishma? This is the set of a Seed, which is that you're supposed to be davening, Shemana Seed of a Seed, and therefore, why do you Krishma of a Seed? Not there's a mile in Krishma per se, it's just a Hechot Timsa that you have to daven, do Smichas Gula Tvila. The meaning that you do Smichas Gula Tvila, therefore we do Krishma, and then we go ahead and we do Krishma, and then we go ahead into Shemana Seed. That's where Elosh Mechaber says, Man Krishma, Mitzvah Chalikar Seed of a Seed, why? In order to be Makam and Sachama, the same Krishna of a Seed of a Sachama, Vismuch. Tefillah beyond minutes. It sounds like a little more it's a mile in tefillah as opposed to so much.
It sounds more like tefillah.
I'll say that like again. So this is a machlekes rishonim really what the mile is. My shechem rab says there's a beyond this kli. It's in Krishma. Our rishonim says it's definitely didn't in tefillah. The ma'aseh nafkin mina is going to be the grass says that if somebody's up at v'sikin, even though maybe on dam v'sikin or you're not damaged much v'sikin, he says. Yeah, but why? Because you're trying to finish Shema by Nates, or you're trying to get the Shemesai at Nates? Because the Shemesai says, Nachman is, if you're up at Nates Achama, even though you're not davening at that point, but you should say Krishma al Tanai, you say Krishma at that point in order to be Yoitza, the Shita Shem, you say that the Maila of Zasikin is a din of Krishma as opposed to being a Maila in Zman Tefillah. In terms of what exactly is Nates, so there's a whole Likuach exactly how the Cheshbon is Nates. Nates is when the sun goes up. Now, the Shaila is, the Luach Eretz Chinchinsky, the way it does Nates is when it's, in the Shaila, do you go up as the Nates Acham and Nirus, when you go ahead and you see the sun? Or if Shaila is the Nates is when Be'etzim will be there. As for example, if you're in a place where you're lower down, so you're not going to see the sun until later, right? Because the mountains are blocking it. So is the pshat is that you say the pshat is that no, that Batsam Nates is when the sun should be there. Does everyone agree if you
where's
put
there?
It like this. Let's say I'm sitting over here and I put a wall in front of me, a very high wall, a big security wall between here and the Arabs, 1,000 feet high that they can't break into it. Kibbutz Shmos is over it. So you're not going to say Kibshuta, you say Nates is whenever it should be there. The fact that you have a wall blocking it is not going to take away the fact that it's Nates, even though I can't see it. Or you say, no, Nates is only the point where the poil person, when you see it, and the poil, as opposed to till the person sees it, it's not going to
be the sitting. Ocean level would be the first step.
What do you say?
Ocean level.
Because you have to flatten it. Flatten it. I don't care ocean level. You have to flatten
wherever
out.
Wherever you're standing, flatten it.
You have to find out. So that's one of the big kuchim when it's the breakdown of interesting from the Chazon Ish. Where is that over here? Okay, that the Chazon Ish and the stipler used to dive at the Nates, which is in the Luach Eretz Yisrael. Now it's Nates and Nira. Now that was going with flattening it out, as opposed to going with the Nates, which is Nira, which is going to be Kapshuta is going to be always going to be a little bit later. I just went a little bit with the earlier man. So he says that's not the pshat that the Chazon Ish is machriya like that. What's the pshat of that you go bust the Nates, flattening out that Nates and Nira? So the Chazon Ish saw the whole thing like with the clock, but the yolk and whatever all that. And it's around the time. It's going to be so with the yolk. It's always like Shkafa Geshi runs in all these type of halachic type of things. Like the olden days, they didn't have clocks and things weren't so medoptic. And you know, 6 hours, right? So you have to start watching Mamash Bidiyuk on the clock 6 hours. It was made Suda Suda. They didn't know the days and have time and they know everything. Things were barrow. So that was the more said, Shadamah Nei Sacham. It doesn't seem down to 6:43 and 13 seconds Bidiyuk. The Chazon Ish means barrow. Forget it, means the Chazon Ish, it's a chisarin looking at the clock. Because it says not supposed to make it feel like kva. To make it like so. Rigid, I mean, it's like a Bidiyuk Azai, you know, like forget it, maybe be a chisarin to go ahead and. Go ahead and do it like that. And the Chazon Ish held that kitzah is all considered good, and it's not.
But either or is
He didn't have achra. He said, I don't know whether it's Netzach HaMeniris, Netzach HaMeniris, or Netzach HaMeniris been flattening out. He said, lay there. Just see the hell is not betukah like that. It's just a be'erichtika thing, diamond around Nate, it's a little before, a little after, you know, don't get too excited about it. And that was the opinion. That was the opinion of the Chazon Ish.
And you can skip, you can, if you, there's another minion coming up, you just skip to the Zimra, ready at 8.
What do you say?
A little bit later, so it's, I mean, how far is the difference? Is it a big difference between near and not near?
No, it's 2-3 minutes. It's not,
no, you're not going to...
It's 2-3 minutes. It's not as... it's 2 minutes. And look, I saw those elder mountains, the old one. The new one does with the mountains, and the mountains different. What do you do every Yashiv? I forgot. Okay, I'll go on. So, but again, it's mentioned. The Berlacha brings down the famous Berlacha. He says that Misha Shadurchiklai. Sorry, so if you don't have a minion, he says those who are Nizr, the Hakilukas Vesikim, Milukas is Pavichidi, you lie down Vichidis, and the minion, you don't have a minion. Berlacha says that if somebody who dams Nizr, to dam in Zir and Lukas Vesikim, he says it's Mudda Damin Vichidi, if you don't have a minion. He brings the Gemara even more than that. The Gemara says, "Go again went to the mikvah, and he saw his neitzachama, and he's in the mikvah. He daven. He doesn't have tefillin. He doesn't have. He's in the water. It's still he daven. His neitz. We see a tremendous mila of.
He doesn't need have
to liberate sarva. That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says. He make sure they liberate sarva. The water's dirty. The Gemara says you do all that, but we see that he did have tefillin. We see that tefillin second beats all these milas now. Everyone's very busy. Zoran the Christmas Sikkim. Somebody's Nizar the Christmas Sikkim. So the Pshat is like, is it this sounds like from the Berlacha, which many of them on, that it's only daven, if you daven every day, and that's what you do, then that's already considered, then you're able to do it. But it's not that you happen to be up one time, and that hour, Lav Dafka, that's the way you're supposed to do it. Well, what's the Taichas? This is the Taichas to be the Nether. Okay, this is my Anoga. This is what I'm like to do. So therefore, like, it's a mile to this thing, and it's a nether to it, so therefore, maybe we made a nether to it, so therefore, even though maybe it's a mamish nether, and, you
well, know. It's not the mile overrides,
minion. Okay, wait, what's a czar? It's only if you do it all the time, so my kata. If the mile overrides it, so then do a czar. You have a sikin, go down, this is a sikin. Go down and be a chidas. It sounds like only somebody's mother, it's like, man, this is your hoga, this is your kvias, this is your, you know, Hashem Zalman said, like, no, it's when it, this is your kvias, this is what you do, it doesn't do damage every day. Somebody has a kvias every Shabbos, it damages a sikin. Or somebody has a kvias every Shchidish, it damages a sikin. Hashem Zalman said it also would be enough, and they would do it. But it comes out of the Merit Agag. Somebody knows it damages a sikin, it beats Tefillin, beats Tefillin with Tzibur. You know, Koshkin beats Tfilas Ezra, right? Even somebody's making Tfilas Ezra, rather, you know, Tfilas Sikkim is going to do it. The Chur is skipping Pesukei Zimra, Kipshutei also, that would do it. Yeah, there's a famous mice, I think, of Chatzkel. There's a Chatzkel, like, you know, she skips Pesukei Zimra to get the mile to a Sikkim. He said, if Sikkim is a mile in Tfila, on comes Pesukei Zimra and Nishkin Tfila. That's what Chatzkel said, well, I mean, Kipshutei, somebody knows Zara always, Zara Sikkim, Kipshutei should come out. Pashas Alachas come out that he said yes, go ahead and do it. So okay, so the main Zman is sorry, the most chiddik Zman is supposed to be by the Sikkim. Whether it's the Krishna, the Tvila, Kapanim, you know, that we said there are different opinions about it. Afterwards, Vaching, the Mishra Mishrasas is the Magavram, the guy goes, no nafkamina, because that's supposed to daven as quickly as possible. He says, as his reason, like Dimon Mitzvahs, a person should be davening as quick as possible. Also, this is a chila. Also, the sacher artist is my brings on the going. It's also to do service my Krishna. Don't say that Krishna. The chila. It's about as doing like Jesus, but it's diving as early as possible. It's the best thing I'm going. That's it's really like more theoretical shayla. You know, diving so late. You know, aicha teisa v'akapanim. Yeah. So let's go before v'sikin a second. The earliest time you can do it is Mechaber says it has to be mishayaker. Ruglan k'sas talamis. Now, what's considered Mishiyakar? So, somebody ruggle ksas, are you able to recognize him? And he says, if you're ruggle harbe, you can recognize him right away. If you're not ruggle, even close. And that's the zman we say shachav kamech, if you get up when you recognize. Now, what the zman is, the difference is zmanim, like a v'yashu's machim, a very mach, we said, they shouldn't do it before the half hour. Before, right now, it's very chamatik ashita. More mukubal. Before Nates. That's a very common Dekashita, I'm saying. More Mukubal, some do 40, 52. I think 52 is more, I think, more Mukubal. The Arsenjishis who do 60, between 40 and 52 of those really the more. It's really not something to get, because why are you be saying Shema so early? It's only if you're doing the Terachmin, right?
The Terachmin?
No, I'm saying that he's davening.
Are you going in the
dark? Yeah, whatever. I'm saying otherwise, no. I'm saying otherwise, why? I'm saying why are you saying Shema so early for like what? Unless you're getting up and you're figuring to fall asleep. What are you saying? You're saying teenagers are going to sleep then and they're figuring to miss my Krishna, so you know, what's the earliest man? Can
this is how many for now, Das the Krishna or more than two?
Yeah, definitely. Saying.
It's not it for the
Mara. Not what Mashiach is. Not having it. Tefillahs, not Mashiach is. Talis, Tefillah, and then.
Once this is the man for the morning, it won't be this man for the night anymore? For the Dalai Mara, for the Lutz, you missed
one. Oh, maybe we got that. I'm saying the Bidiyavin. I mean, that's the more citizen's problem. But yeah, I'm going to get that. Because, so this man basically is from me, Mashiach, you know, 40, 52. It says, somebody's Aynes, Mashkin Lederech. And he's not good to daven at all. And then he says, "But yeah, you from Amud Shachar. That's Shasal Chag Amud Shachar. That's called Kumecha. It's called Yitzar. The Mamash and Yomatzav. A person's not good to maybe to daven. Or that's the Sifkim. So if Dallas says you read Amud Shachar, Pishul Ainus, you're to be Yevid. But Yevid, you're going to be Yitzar from Amud Shachar. But one mixes on Nashim get up from them, but that's the best people there. Everybody says it's true about somebody who's has a job and it's not shaykh. I think we spoke about the last one, right? Somebody has a job and it's not shaykh and daven later, but Tefillah maybe spoke about it's not shaykh and daven later, and doesn't have any time. And in terms of being a talis, Tefillah and saying Krishma, and he said, well, you know, Sasa Chak, Emel Asot, you know. And that's the only time there's going to be a minion, that's the only time for you to daven. So, okay, but the average shaykhiness, we all that a person could be Yitzah from the Zan of Alois, and you know, Zamashiyes, you know, that's. And that's what one would do.
And that saying. Was right after Elias?
Right after Elias, I'm saying, yeah. Same thing with Tefillin. So we spoke last time, Rosh Hashanah said, doesn't really believe you can't find a second to put on Tefillin in your day, right? You know, it's to put on Tefillin, then he says, well, they should put it on. But I'll keep on him. Yeah, so gets there. So the Iker's man is Masikin. Earliest man, Lechachila, is from Mishiyaker, 40-52. And then we said that Vidi Evid Daven from Alois, or Yitzhak Derek, or something like that, Kedavan from Alois. Now, what's the latest? The latest, my Krishna goes to the second Moshais. What's you do the Machlekes in Magen Avraham Nagain? Do you go from Alois until Tseis, or do you go from Nates to Shkia? Magen Avraham goes from Alois until Gain goes from Nates.
They don't agree about
Shkia. What do you say? No, about that.
It's also
a lace on the Merchant Shango, though, isn't it? Yeah, it's a lace. It's a Shkia. Now, let's start with the Shiz Magen Avraham. Before you get in terms of how we paskin, so Lakan, like a motion she writes, Roy, Paiskim, Roy, Minhagim, go like the Goyin. It's, you know, the Shalom Moshe writes in Shuva. So much to bring down the Beskrua of Chaim. If I'm correct, he said that Chaim, when he was younger, how like the Avram, and then he's mechira like the guy later on in his life, if I'm remembering correctly. Much number brings down from and lato like that. You know, Lurkhart Sral says Minigar Sral go like the Magen Avram, not like the guy in Ben Shchai brings down the Svadim, the Minigars go like the Magen Avram, and not like the guy in Lurkhart Sral brings it down, and the many Inert Sral bring down to Yamachar. Yashiv said that. But for the Kriyashma, he said the Brach is maybe you can make it like the Goyim, but in the Kriyashma, which is the Raisa, that's the Mishri Machmer for the Chachila for the Zman of Magen Avraham. And the Raisa, good portion, I still think Milam go with the Magen Avraham. So if you look around the neighborhoods, they do, you know, that's what the, you know, I mean, I only know such a Machab, that's where I grew up, but Sinka, see, that's the story about the whole doing. Okay, but Shiva says Tuminyanim, but a lot of them do Magen Avraham, because it's Tuminyanim with Kleistral, and right there would be a Milo. Now, but again, the Magen Avraham, a couple of things I have to know. Number one is that Magen Avraham in America, Magen Avraham Yitzchok, it's cheshbon differently. It's going to be 9 minutes later in America than in Yitzchok. That's the reason why. The reason why is because when is the lace? So in Yitzchok, they go that a mill is either they go 90 minutes before the set of lace. America goes 72. So it's 18 minutes in between. So if you're figuring out whatever, it's going to be a 9 minute difference. Because if you're doing 90 to 90, how many extra minutes do you get? If you're doing the Aleis is Tetzais. So Aleis is 90 before Shkia, and Tetzais is 90 minutes after Shkia. Hashem Merk is doing 72, 72. So it's going to be 18, 18 is going to be 36. The day is going to be 36 minutes longer. Divided by 4, I guess it's 9 minutes. So always going to be a 9 minute difference between American and Eretz Yisrael. America is going to be 9 minutes later. So therefore, if you might be going to Ram, you see you missed it by a couple minutes, Eretz Yisrael, just say it. Okay, that's going to have an extra 9 minutes. Because that's some 72 is like right then. 90 is a very, you know, it's a little bit of a criminal, so that's going to have an extra 9 minutes. There's also different luachs in terms of the Zmanim. They used to, when they started figuring out the Zmanim, they used to know it so from 90 to Tzeis. What's Tzeis in Eretz Yisrael? People say 20 minutes after Shkia, 30 minutes after Shkia. So original luach, they're doing 90 to 30. Then they cut that, it doesn't make any sense to do that. Because it's one shot, you know, it's not symmetrical. And they added on to do 90 to 90 or 72 to 72. And I had a different lesson why maybe the day of Krishma is different, maybe different Ayin Sham and the Sugya. But Akopanim, that's why some of the old, you know, if it's 90 to 25, end up being a little bit earlier, right? The day is a little bit shorter, and days are going to be a little bit earlier. So there are like some old books that like a little bit earlier as mine, it's because they're doing 90. They used to be before, whatever half this was, that it doesn't make sense doing 90 to 25. That's what they used to do. So Akopanim, that's what the Magabam are going. Like we mentioned in the story many times, you don't cut things down to the last second, we're doing the going. I got a gab, I have to keep an eye on the clock, okay? You know, like we said many times.
In the shul,
No, not like a first man, but we would like to do the second man. We'd like to be up to Shemin Esrei by the second man a couple minutes before. Usually the person who makes up the calendar and the Rav are usually two separate people. And the person who emotional makes up the calendar trying to catch in the last second as sleep as people could get in. And Be'etzim, the right thing is, it's Pasha, if I can't look at it, but they really should be able to Shemin Esrei 5 minutes before Zman Gan, Zman Krishma. Because, a couple reasons why, right? The story said a million times with Rav Yashe, my son, right? That one will still be hard probably by now, right? That Moshe Marv was born 4:45 and doing two Shkias.
No.
You know the story? I think I say it every day.
I'm saying, like,
I must have heard it all the time. The Chabur and the Shul and whatever. Because the Moshe Marv was born 4:45 in between. One Luach was 4:44 Shkia, one Luach was 4:46 Shkia. Now the question was, when should the Bris be? If it's 4:44, it's much this next day. If it's 4:46, it's during the day. Okay. So do we push out the Bris? Now push up to the Bris. It's going back. Moshe Marv was 19. 20 maybe. So aren't there brokers just what to do? She said, okay, let's go to Yashu, we get Achra, which calendar is the right calendar? You know, this is the chance. So I went to David Morgenstein. So first he asked him what floor is he born on, and then focus like that. The kids went to Yashu, we came back and Yashu said,
would that make a difference?
Because with the Shkia, that type of Cheshman is with like, could be if you're higher up, you do Nikki Harbim, that type of Cheshman. So David came back and said, Yashu said, let's do one 3 minutes before Shkia to push out the Bris. So kids, so I told him, oh, he's like, wow. He went to Rav Tzvi Weber, the Rav Yaakov. He also told me Rav Yashe. I was like, you know, we measures plea, like, where's it come from? You know, like, he went to Rav Yashe. It's not like, you know, there's so many shvekas here. Rav Reisha and Shkia and the Goyim. Kids, so Rav Yashe, you know, like six shvekas, Rav Yashe thought about it. He goes, no, 2 minutes before Shkia. He said, he's like, yeah, that you can't cut things down at the last second, give me time to say, or clock's on.
So if you're really asking, the baby's born a minute or two before Shkia, also, it's the next day.
Next day.
There's a lot of babies that got the wrong.
It's a rumor, whatever. I don't know what I'm saying. He said, our clock's also predicted, maybe they skew the calendar every couple of years, they change it. Hey, you can't do that. So, of course, we're dealing with Shema, Krishma, you don't play things down at the right second, therefore, whatever. Now, the reason I'm saying we should have to Shema and Esther, if I was before, is a couple of things. Number one, there's a mile of having the brachas during the Zman Krishma. Yitzchak says a mile, right? The priest says a mile. It's supposed to go to Tvila, which means Zman Krishma. This is a mile, number one. Two is the Metzias, if you look around the show, always people were late and were behind. So, always the people 3, 4, 5 minutes behind. So, if you finish Shema by Zman Krishma, he said, at least, let's say in the shul, let's say 120 people down by us, at least 25 people are missing Zman Krishma. If you get up to Shemin Esrei like 5 minutes before, then usually you're pretty good. Therefore, I don't know what they did in terms of schedule, but they have to make sure that that's what they should be doing. Fine. Yeah, it's the biggest Krishna, you get extra hour. They get extra hour to do a Birkas Krishma. The Malach Kishri during Zman Krishma, they get extra hour. After the fourth hour, Kishrita, Birkas Krishma, you know, not too good, right? Because Siddim, I know you have that reason, others, that you get to Chatzis. It's like it's Kapoit on Tfilo. Shmuel's not so happy about it, right? About doing Birkas Krishma, maybe on it. Rizzo brings it down. And so there's no shadows, but it's Kapoit on Tfilo. It's Kapoit on Tfilo, it'd be the same thing, you know. But
the Rav holds the mindset because the Be'er Lachos is very awesome that an Ashpalitvich should not be similar to that. But Makom Aynes, but the Be'er Lachos.
Oh, but Makom Aynes, yeah, but now Makom Aynes not.
Oh, I thought the Rav was saying the Chassidim Makom Aynes.
Chassidim?
To
look at the Miyana.
Yeah, but
it's.
What are the Chassidim doing again? They're doing.
They're daven because Krishna would say it's like B'Shafa, you know, like whatever.
Priyas
Krishna. They also have. Story. Okay, whatever. Fine. Yeah, just a couple of places where his mind were interesting. Stories on a plane, right? So he's mentioned the best. Also, time on a plane. Normally, you have to keep going on the clock because a lot of times he misses mind on the plane because of people try to catch him where. But the Zman goes from the ground, it doesn't go where you are. That's the Ramesh that say that. I was on a plane, a guy at a yard site. He's like so anxious to die. He's sitting there watching like the first second. And like, see, he saw the sun. But it was before Elias. Because just because he has sun up there, it's a half hour later. And like, you have to cheshmen or whatever. And interesting thing I'll discuss is if somebody's on, I think, North Pole, South Pole, right, where there's no Yom Valila. So there's no Shkia, Nates, whatever. So the question is what the. Very complicated question, which what to do in terms of Zman Krishma, Zman Tefillah, Shabbos, and things like that. So different approaches. Some say the halakha dover is that you do where you came from. You just stay on clock, and wherever you came from, just keep chesmening. Wherever you came from, you know, just keep on asking on Shabbos every 7 days, and we'll know 9 days, but every 7 days. Like most of somebody's in the midbar, you just count 7 days, give Shabbos. Okay, they don't know. But some say where you come from. Are some of the sages go by Eretz Yisrael? Since the Kadosh Baruch Hu come from Eretz Yisrael. The whole child, where's Shabbos? Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu rests on Shabbos. Okay, where, when, how, where, what? Right? It's 6 hours difference in here in America, right? And it's and if you go to North Pole, it's like 20 degrees. Whole day difference to which day is Shabbos. When's the Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishol Kisei Din Rosh Hashanah? So the two Mahakam and the, you know, the Mamasuks and others, man, is the Pshat is that each place in Shemayim. Is Mechovin, can I get a different area? So in the Khanami, that's posh. Over there, there's a Kavyach Shabbos going on in Shemayim. Over there, not, and then it goes like that. Or no, because it's still. Some say there, it's a. I think what's mentioned, Ravadi has a tshuva about saying, Yigam Amidis. So that's Yigam Amidis for Chatzais. Because it's Din and Rebbe, can't have to Chatzais. So he says that if somebody is damning a Chosar, you know, Slichas, somebody's damning a Chosar, but in Eretzel, it's got the Chatzais, then it's okay. Because the Iker is telling Eretz Yisrael, the Iker, Yoyim V'Layla, and Chatzis is telling Eretz Yisrael, everything just happening after that. And definitely wants him to starve through the Shittas in order to Cheshman when it would be. Okay, if you have somebody didn't say Shema, some carving now whether it's a Tashlum or not, yeah, you got the Shiloh. Especially with the other Bachem or Kabbalah. So, if you didn't do it all day, you should be in Barbis, you should be in the Yom, you should be in the Iker. Sheet is that there is no Tashlumim, being down from the going back Yosef, that of the Yeshchokim, the Betzim would be Tashlumim. Okay, I mean, it's an interesting call, like what do you do when it's not Mashkafakli, so a guy calls up, oh, I miss my Krishma, can I say now? So do you say like there's how the Mishnah say yes to say it, so you should say it, or like it's like together like your what's my word? What? It's not chetineskar, but like and the guy feels horrible if he misses my Krishna, but yeah, if you have to shlumim, you know, it's not it's like mm-hmm. like whatever. So you know if it happens whatever. What the luck is, probably you should say it, she told somebody? Probably not. Right, you know, they could luck is he can't say it, and he blew it and chayr. But
you give him a shmoyis
epistat,
there's a loophole?
You can say, maybe you can say, like, you're not being Mekayim is my Krishma, but there's Stam, there's any of even not even a bottom to say the Isa, you could move like the socket. And what the Higa said, maybe, you know, that type
so
of
thing. You're not even when you're davening, you're not saying the tourists are doing it. The tourists are anyways you have to say, no?
The what?
It's time you're davening to say, no?
The what?
It's time you're davening not to say it's Krishna just because of the tourists have to feel.
You miss, I mean, you're past all. What? Fine. But the matter is that the Shulman night.
You think the
No, it says if sorry. Perhaps it's referring to Mrs. Mandalit, about his mind is saying car, but has a kalyoim. The mind loves saying it that in order to become a Shemayim, it says, any Bukhuyev should be like a Mrs. Grishma because it's only until 3 hours. And this is the Fugit of Ketzel Mishnah, right? Ketzel Mishnah. And Mishkis Mishayim is all day. Number one. So about it. Okay, let me rephrase it. But the Mechabas want night to day. Now let's say a guy misses my Krishma. So that's it would be a mile of him saying Krishma. Not that he can say the right, it says a mile of one, see some sign can be all day. Two, then you have Kabbalah's Shemayim. So it definitely is a mile in that. Mashenki, if you miss all day, that's where the Shah of Tashum comes in. But later, you know, it should be more of a whatever Nusach. There is a Kesem Mishnah that says that there's no Zman Krishma at all with the Isa. Kesem Mishnah says, I think that's what it has once. There's a place next to Shiva has like you know, Haimish Minitas and Tess discusses about Pikas Krishma. It says that Benegay Kaskaskaras. Yesham Yitzar are Yachel Emra, Fishan of the Sipid Varm, Yesham Yachel Medalga, you skip it. It only said Betsibar. Machlik is what the Kaskaras says, Yachel Betsibar. Machlik is Yachel to the Ram, they should say Yachel should have Nigan of the Taimim. Tavidaming Kaskaras. That could be a summit seed, but you should say with time. And it's interesting, Mishmur says, that if you're in a place where there is a minyan, then he says, for sure you can say, Velakash Kulyam. And the Kabbalah is now, some say, Yachat skips it. The Psaq was, we do it with the time. So Mishmur, because even the man, not that they skip it, but if you're in the shul where the Sibur is saying it, then for sure you can do it, because the episode is minyan there.
It doesn't mean if you're in that minyan just behind them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think there's a ton of people learning there. You're in the minyan behind them, but
no,
like...
No, the nafkamina would be for Nishtibo, and there's another minyan.
Yeah, no. It means that, yeah. But it's interesting, like, what's the kesher? Because there is a minyan there, like... But, you know, that's what he seems to... One last thing I'm going to get, because I have a rabbi, so... My father should have a rabbi. Davening for Torah and Tefillah is a tremendous thing. The Lashon of Berlach Memzayin, I personally always have my down for his children It should be Lame's Torah from him, maybe P.M. Bizarre, by because of Torah and Abba. And they said, will he answer a main or not? So the Machar brings down, they shouldn't answer a main or not because they're hefsek. And therefore, that's why the meaning is that you say together with Shatz, you say the bracha together with him in order that it shouldn't be hefsek between Shema and. Kipshuta, you would say amen, yes. If you didn't say, if you added amen, then about a person. Yeah, the Mishnah brings down that Havel. That's a different thing. Yeah, like.
Are those that say not to say together because you're losing
an enemy?
Maybe they hold that
shtark
and
the
fun has to go.
Okay, but the Mice of the Chavis says, you know, that you shouldn't learn Aminachim because of the way that you shouldn't have Yapsik. He says you shouldn't answer Amen.
You're losing an enemy, so that's
what you're saying.
I feel like I had a rubber used to doctor something.
Ellie?
What?
Medicine down, I believe. Where?
You know which direction it was? David? You threw it here or threw it to the garbage dump? No, you threw it here or threw it in the garbage dump? Hey, David, where you throw it? Do you have an alcohol?
Yeah.
What is it? Danger?
Yeah, hi, Baruch Hashem. Yeah? Request to run.
Wow, my cash, what are you? Why?